Okay, so basically going to speak about the HTTP/2 protocol, and the title state in of the art in OAuth server. I'm mostly going to speak about Tomcat. So I'm going to try to go to the next slide. So what I will cover basically the protocol, the application, the ILPN stuff. I will speak shortly about HTTPD, mostly about Tomcat. Is any one of you using Traffic Server? So, okay, so I'll show the slide. And I have a demo which has already started. So it had created an open network. Don't hack it for the moment because I need it for the demo. And I have some room for questions. Don't hesitate to interrupt me at any point. I've already given that presentation in Miami. I've just arranged some things which were uncorrected there, and then I'm also open to any questions that may clarify the topic. So, I'm Jean-Frédéric Clerc. I'm working for Red Hat. I've been writing Java and C for a long, long time. I'm maybe the oldest Tomcat committer in the room. And I'm a runner. I'm also doing the running at the ApacheCon in the morning at 7. Meet at the lobby if you want to run with me. This morning we went to the Île Mont-Royal, just Mont-Royal, just you can see it when you leave the hotel. And I've lived in Barcelona, so I speak Spanish and Catalan, and now I'm in Switzerland. So, why a new protocol was created? Basically, HTTP 1.1 is a kind of an old protocol. It was basically made to serve a single HTML page, maybe with an image. And in 2015, we were looking for a better protocol. And because now, basically, a page could be several megabytes of HTML, a bunch of images, some JavaScript, some style things, and some more stuff. So the protocol started to be quite not very well adapted and a bit inefficient. It's especially inefficient in the term of rendering a page. Because basically, if you have a page with several images, it's going to open a lot of connection. The browser is going to open a lot of connection, one after each other, and it's going to transmit a bunch of the requests through this connection. Definitively, the new protocol big part of the new protocol is fixing that issue. So, it's a binary protocol. It uses frame, and it allows to multiplex sessions, well, session or request between the browsers and the servers. It's based on Speedy. Speedy was done by Google some years before. Between the browser and the server, TSL is mandatory. Basically, the browser will request developer encryption good enough normally so that you can be sure that your connection is encrypted. So, it has some cost because if you use always HTTPS and a strong cipher, you need to have an infrastructure which is going to be able to support it, especially on the server. It does not make forward proxy. It's for reverse proxy. And in case you use reverse proxy, you can make a clear text. Basically, for example, you can use HTTPD. That will make the TSL termination and then have a clear text connection, H2 clear text connection, between HTTPD and Tomcat. If you have any question, interrupt me. If I'm going too fast, also ask me to slow down. Yep?
The clear text is only required because that capability doesn't exist yet for HTTPD, right? That's not a protocol problem. That's just that's a technology problem. That means, right?
You can do clear text.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Protocol specifies HTC and HTC as something. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's working. I mean, I think I have an example of how to configure it a bit later on. So this is what is interesting. Is like basically you can either encrypt the two sections, basically. You can encrypt between the browser and HTTPD, and you can re-encrypt between HTTPD and Tomcat. But usually when you use HTTPD, a lot of people want to do the TLS termination on HTTPD so that basically you have the OpenSSL code which is going to do the number crunching. Usually it's a lot more efficient than doing that in Java. Except, well, we have also OpenSSL in Tomcat, as you have presented before. So, any more questions? Okay, so I'm trying to move to the next slide. Did I run out of battery? Okay, seems my... The good thing of the new protocol, it's not so new, but I will say new protocol a lot of time, but it's not so new, but that's not the problem. It has been very well specified. You must remember that the HTTP 1.1 was basically a different correction and addition to the original protocol. With the new protocol, we have RFCs that support the that describe the protocol correctly. The application layer protocol negotiation is also covered by RFC. So, basically, the new protocol is a lot better documented than the HTTP 1.1. So when we say multiplexing basically is consisting that like on one socket, which is the big blue thing here, you can have an exchange of header. You can have like a head, for example. You can have something like a get, where the Tomcat is going to answer with header data and some more data. And you can have a post where you're going to send a header and some data, and you get an answer. And you also have a special case where basically you can make a server push where basically you're going to push some data from the server to the browser. That can be useful. For example, you've write an application. I don't have a demo for this, but I've made some try, and it's very nice. You are in a page where the user has to choose something, and he had a button to click. And on those choices, you know that your application is going to load a large JavaScript or a bunch of image. You will just simply push all those data via the server push to the browser. So when the user has decided where he wants to go, he already has all the JavaScript, all the image he needs. So it's going to be a lot more user-friendly for the end user when he is going to use the application. Any questions?
Does the connection
is
initiated by the browser?
Yes, the connection is initiated by the browser. And then once you have the connection, on this connection, you can multiplex more things on it. move to the next slide. So a little more on the things. The header compression allows to, us to gain, because a big part of, if you have small pages, a big part of the page is going to be headers. In this case, we compress them, so we gain a lot of we can gain a lot of space. That's just on the headers. You can have a, you can request priorities. For example, when you write your application, you probably you want maybe something to go faster, so you're going to send it. That adds some limitation because basically it's still everything is going on one TCP/IP channel. If a packet gets lost there. The priority you have is at the application level, so you're going to be stuck for a while until the TCP/IP have gone sending the things which were missing. Basically, it improved the stuff, but there's still maybe there's still some room for improvement because basically when you have a TCP/IP connection and if you lost a block there, it's going to be repeated and that can take some time. And of course, priority. This year we are at the application level, so it's there's still stuff that can be improved there. So the server push. So typically, this is what I was saying is like it prevents some round trips because basically, when you have a page on the browser, browser is going to request the element of the page one by one in order that depend on the browser. If you send it using a server push, you can control the order. And definitively, I have in my small demo, I hope it's not going to fail, I'm going to show that it runs a lot faster, the thing. So the big thing to remember with this new protocol, it's for the browser. It's going to allow the end user to get their page a lot faster. Questions? Okay. So let's see about the browser. So this page is a bit old, but it's still the fact because it's when it had been made available. So the H2 protocol is available in Chrome since a long time, in Firefox, and in Internet Explorer, and in Opera and Safari. I had some stats. The traffic server people make stats on the traffic on their site. They have noted that this is data from last year. At the same time, I've not asked them again. 80% of the traffic is already using the new protocol. So if you have an application, it was trying to configure the server to use the new protocol because basically as a lot, a big part of the client definitively have a browser which are up to date. So as a conclusion, if you still have a doubt, you can go to the and use the new protocol. So
that's 80% of that specific site, right?
Yes, definitely. Yes, I mean the people using those two server, which are virtual host in the Apache Software Foundation.
Also, that these are usually developers, right?
Yes, developers. Yes, you're right. This is
not general.
It's not general public. This is why clearly they define which site it is. It's because those are sites of people that probably. If you want to do something with traffic server, and if you're looking to the documentation, you are probably a developer. So the real percentage in the average population is probably a bit lower, but this already cover a lot. Another question? WebSocket, yes, you can. But the thing is that in the WebSocket, you already have an application on the browser side. Typically, you're going to use a, you're going to use a JavaScript library to do the WebSocket. In this case, you would need another library to do it. WebSocket basically cover one need. I like WebSocket, for example, when I have to really to write an application where I have something on the browser and something on the server. Here it's just sending pages. It's true, one of the things of WebSocket was just basically to have only one socket open and send everything in one socket. But the people have been doing a lot more, because basically you really write a Java application, or JavaScript application on the browser, for the browser, with a library. And on the server side, you're going to have your server application prepared for that. So it does not eliminate the need of the WebSocket. It's sure that it decreases a bit the interest of writing a WebSocket. If you were writing a WebSocket in order to gain the number of sockets you have opened on your server.
Right, but here the connection closes after once the data is downloaded, right?
This keeps the connection open until you, the old protocol, except basically you're not, when you have a browser, we're still going to close the connection. What we gain is we are not going to use that many sockets. And if you look a little how it's done in a browser, basically the browser is going to open a bunch of connection and send a bunch of requests there. So, of course, it's going to keep the connection a bit more open. Yes?
One thing I would add to that with WebSockets, you've got much more density. HTTP2 is still HTTP, but still requests the response X. WebSockets can be message away, message back and forth, but it's asynchronous, but HTTP2 is still synchronous. That's the fundamental difference. So they've got various communications.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to express. Thanks.
There is a server push available, but that on the server side, that's very rarely implemented. Most servers, that's the long-term goal to get that.
Yeah. It's still just multiplexing the old protocol inside the new one. So really, if you want on the browser an application that will open a connection, keep it alive for the whole time of the user session, then you have to write it on your own, and the best is to use WebSocket. So that does not prevent you to use WebSocket, and that does not replace WebSocket. This is just improve the old protocol. Is that okay? Sure.
If I'm using HTTPS, I'm good.
HTTPS is crypto layer. And if you're using HTTPS, definitely you are more interested in moving to the new protocol. And I think everyone must encrypt the connection for the moment. So basically, you need to use HTTPS.
Right, because it's obligatory.
Yes, but it's also going to be mandatory at some point. You can't have an unencrypted data in the internet. Yeah. If you have an old Firefox, you can only do HTTP 1.1, and of course you can do HTTPS. But I strongly advise you to upgrade your Firefox, because definitely some sites are going to request the browser to do crypto good enough so that you can't be hacked. Because if you're using this old Firefox, you probably are at on risk. This one is.
I've got 45.
Okay, so you're good. Yeah, I guess. I don't know what is the latest version.
As long as the server that you're talking to is running HTTP/2, then yes, Firefox will negotiate HTTP/2. Just because you're running HTTPS with Firefox 34 does not necessarily mean you're talking HTTP/2. Depending
yep.
on what the other server allows. So,
but I've done my share.
I have one slide that explains how the protocol is negotiated. This is just the, maybe that's going to answer your question a lot better. So this is the one of the first step of the DSL connection establishment, and we're, here we are just interested in the application layer protocol negotiation. Oh, so this is a Firefox sending a request, and it's a client hello, as you can see it here. And then when we look at the detail of the client hello, Firefox is going to tell all the protocol it can do. In this case, you can see that it is doing, this is the one we are interested in. Those are older versions, we don't care. Speedy, this is the Google protocol I was speaking about. So the browser I was testing at that time is supporting it. I think it's still supporting it. This is the protocol we're using, most of the people were using in the past.
Yeah,
this is a Wireshark extract of a Firefox connection to between Firefox and the Tomcat.
And the rest is encrypted, right? Beyond that point, it's encrypted.
Yes, exactly. I'm not able to show more because beyond that point, it's encrypted. I'm trying to go back. So yes, the next message is the answer to the client hello is going to be hello from the server, and after that there's going to be the key exchange, and after the key exchange I can't show anything because it's encrypted except I have prepared my Wireshark connection in order to analyze the data that goes through. These are older version of the protocol, and the browser supports it. I don't know the exact detail. The specification, it takes time to. It took a while until it get finalized. So those are different versions, and as you can see, they have done a bunch of versions before having it right, and. Thinking like Speedy is could be considered as H2-0. there's a bunch more, and I think Google were doing several versions of the Speedy protocol while experimenting the technology. So as I was kind of saying before, the Tomcat is going to answer to this request, basically telling the protocol he is able to use. In this example, my Tomcat is configured to do H2, so it's going to propose H2 as a protocol. If the Tomcat would not be configured to do H2, it will answer here, HTTP 1.1. Does that answer the question you were having before?
Yeah.
Cool. I don't have that value.
I read recently 30%, but it's a closet. It will work either way. They should be 1.1. So you have nothing to lose. You only gain if you.
Yeah, no, I'm just surprised that only
Yeah, I mean, the people are pushed to use new browsers. If you use new browsers, you also push the one writing server to use a new server. In Red Hat, we have a lot of different services which have old servers, and then when you run Fedora latest version, you discover that you can't connect to your favorite server to ask for your PTO, for example, which is a bit annoying. So at some point, everything is moving to use new browsers and to configure a server with correct keys and new protocols. So you can really bet for it. Like there's no risk. It's going to be used. It's like having the server to make the crypto. You must go for it, because at some point the browser won't work with old inefficient or broken crypto. I don't hear very well, so could you repeat?
The requests are being done asynchronously, right? So
yes.
Your application has to be aware of the order in which the resources are loaded.
It doesn't matter much. Actually, it might matter when you write a default servlet, because maybe the order may disturb you, but usually you don't care much about the order. The browser will ask for the party needs first. If you start to in the past there were problems. Trust me, because I've been playing with the browser when the protocol was just starting, and if you were sending the thing too early, the browser was in some case lost. Basically, was not displaying my images because even he had received them, because basically he was receiving the image a bit too early. But now the browser has been fixed, you never have issue, it does not matter. The browser knows what you need to do with the image, and you have the server push, so you could have pushed everything. So the order you push the thing, it does not matter. The resource you want to display in the browser at one place as a name, so the browser is able to find it. And if not, it's a bug in the browser. But I think it has been fixed. Questions? Yeah?
Do you know if there's a standard response time to prove the website convert from HTTP1 to HTTP2? Is there like 20%, 15%? Is there like a rule of thumb?
It depends really on the number of requests. If you issue a single page request, it's not that much.
Yes. I mean, yes. If you have small pages that don't require additional information to be displayed on the browser, you don't gain much. If you have huge pages with a lot of images, for example, or a bunch of small JavaScript, the more elements you have, the more you're going to gain by using the new protocol. In rendering time, definitely, because the new protocol have been done by Google, and basically it was to improve the user feeling when you use the stuff. So always remember that this new protocol was created to make your user more happy, not to make the guy that is on the server side more happy. So it's not to make us more happy, it's to make the one that are on the other side more happy. So requirement. You need a version of OpenSSL not too old. This is actually quite an old version. If you look, we are at something like 1.10 something. It requires, if you're using Tomcat, you need to use Tomcat 8.5 or Tomcat 9. You need a version of Tomcat native, not, well, this is a quite old one, something like 2 years old, or Java 9, or Java 11. In case you're using HTTPD, you need at least a 2.4.17. In case of HTTPD, HTTPD uses a library to do the H2 protocol. So you will need this this library. In the case of Traffic Server, everything has been implemented in Traffic Server. So you just need OpenSSL because you need to do the number crunching. You can do the H2 protocol without. It's probably better to use OpenSSL in terms of performance, because it's always a lot more. Well, if you write a piece of code in C, especially thinking of OpenSSL, there's a lot of optimization in the code in order that it is very fast. Think of the Java Virtual Machine. The GSSE is known to be very underperforming. It has made some progress, but there's still a big difference. So if you're worried about the load on your server, you can move to OpenSSL. And now with the connector we have nowadays, you have only the OpenSSL part, which is done in C. So you can use the NIO or the NIO2 connector with OpenSSL, which basically limit the risk of having something wrong in the say library, which will crash the GVM, which we'll want to avoid.
And performance of NIO2, is it as good as
APR? They are very similar nowadays. Almost is good enough. I mean, if you don't want to have the trouble to configure OpenSSL, then don't take the trouble. If you really have your server which is quite loaded, it may worth investigating in using OpenSSL, because the little you're going to gain, maybe the space you have for your application. So this is this slide I should have updated. This means that to have the official server push API, you need to use Tomcat 9. And of course, if you want to have a pure Java solution, you need to have to use at least Java 9. So HTTPD have a full support. You have even some configuration to make kind of a server push if you want to have some fun. Traffic Server have also is also supporting everything which is available in the protocol. Just a slide about how you configure it in Tomcat. So basically, there's not much to do. This is an example of the portable runtime or the native connector. You need to add the upgrade protocol line and the class we're using. So this is the case. This is the example. This is an example where you use this will be without configuration. This is going to be an IO connector, and this is how you configure it. So you have not much to add. So it's just one line more in your connector of your Tomcat configuration, and you have it working. A question? Okay. So if you are using OpenSSL, you need to configure the you need to configure basically the library path so that it can find a native library, or configure the Java virtual machine so that it can find the native library and copy them in the native location of the Java libraries. So basically, in Java, you can use a JNI library. If you'd locate it at the right place, it's going to be loaded automatically by the GVM. But maybe if you prefer to have it on your own thing, so because otherwise you will have the library for anyone using Java in the machine, which might not be what you want. So this is an example of the different dependency. I've prepared a piece of code which allows to do that in a more easy way, which is something probably we will discuss at some point together between the committers as we are here. I've put all the library dependencies, all the library we need to, I mean, Tomcat Native, the OpenSSL and the Apl library in a jar, expanding it and then loading it so that prevent having this. Things complex. I have a pull request for that, so for review, and once I have time, I'll probably push it, or if no one complains. So, next slide. That's the next slide. Okay, so these are tests I was doing some time ago. Basically, one question: when you do a new protocol, you're going to multiplex and demultiplex the thing. So we are interested in knowing how much the demultiplexing logic is going to use on our server. So this is a stupid load test with a file and increasing the size, so it's not really representative of what happened. But you can see that the difference is not too much. And this is another graph. We are interested a bit how much it costs. So you can see the cost of using the new protocol on your server. I mean, if your server is already fully loaded, it's probably not a good idea to upgrade to the new protocol because that will increase a bit the load. But again, this is a real stupid test. You know, bench, you can bend bench so that they say what you want. If you upgrade your Tomcat in order to use the H2 protocol, you're probably not going to see such an increase of the load, because first, it's just not sending files. You also have room for your application. So expect a small increase, but probably not as much as shown here. This is probably the worst case you can have here.
So this is with Java 9?
No. This is with the OpenSSL.
Oh, but it
says
JSSD on there.
Yeah.
Oh, it still uses OpenSSL?
Yes. Oh. Because you can use the... So I have a small demo which is running here. So basically, I always had problem to run this demo remote. So just for the fun, this is just a fun part of the talk. I have here a box which is going to provide a network. It's just the three Raspberry Pis with a display and something on the display so that you get entertained. I have two Tomcat running, and in order to show basically what you gain with the protocol, I have one Tomcat, the one in green, which is local, like I'm going to connect to my network, and it's going to be connected directly to the Wi-Fi, which is running there. And the other one, I have used a debug option of the TCP/IP stack. I add a random time on the TCP/IP, so that simulate the fact that the other box, that the one which has the display in blue, would be remote, like running somewhere on the other side of the pond, like not at home, but something like that. So I'm going to try to run the demo. Pardon me if that failed, but that happened. And I have first to make sure that I'm connected to my to the network. Actually, I'm not. And you can, once I'm done, you can also play with the demo. I need to move the slide to the right place. The screen to the right place. Ah. No, that's normal. If you connect to the network PI, which is running here in the room, you should get a page where you can click for demo, and then you have the demo running there. So what we are interested in there is basically I have a HTTP 1.1 connector running on one of the Tomcat, and I have exactly the same and running on the other Tomcat. If I click to the H2 box, I already clicked to it later before. So basically, I need to reload the page. I hope I get it right. So this is the near box. So that what we are going to be more interested in is looking to what the far away box is doing in comparison. I have here a small indicator to know what I'm running. The color corresponds. The color is just the difference that are in the page. So. In Firefox and in Chrome, you can have a plugin which will allow you to tell whether you're running H2 or not, because of course the pages are identical, so I have no way to find which one is which one. So so this one is the page using the new protocol. This is the try I was doing in my room before. I'm going to retry. I hope it won't fail. So you can see the MyTry previously were not that perfect because the font is not very good, but this says 11 something 982 seconds as far as I remember, and this one says 10 seconds and something. So. I can do that, but I'm going to refresh the page anyway, so. Okay. You can read it, you're right. Thanks. So this is the same for this one? Yeah, it did it, so that's good, as you can see. So let's refresh, so that's a real demo. That's what I was doing in my room just before coming, so I'm going to redo it. I hope it won't fail. So I'm just going to refresh. So this is without using H2. And what is also funny is to see the way the page are displayed. You see it's getting the page. And at that time, it takes 12 seconds. So we go to the other one and refresh it. Shift. No. Yeah. You can see that the browser displayed the page in different way due that he's making the request a bit in a different way. And normally it should be faster. But it's definitely working a lot better than in my room, and there's no difference. So I won't try again because it might be not that successful. So it's a big, you can see if you have to run, well, this is a, you're not going to build a page like that. Doesn't make much sense. But if you have a page where you have to render a lot of stuff, you can end up having a big difference. And definitively, a customer is not going to wait 8 seconds for a page. He's going to move and click and give up and look to another site because this is too slow. But see that it could be a difference between if you take 2 seconds or 3 seconds, you can gain a few seconds, so that could be helpful. So I'm going to go to the latest page of the presentation once I find it. Back to current slide. Ah! Okay, I don't know what I've done. I'm back to the start. So in case you're using Traffic Server, I'll speak about the slide because someone is using Traffic Server. You need to configure that stuff and make sure that you have a correct TLS. You need to configure the certificate. Traffic Server is to cache and proxy stuff. So you're going to say you map everything going to Traffic Server to the Tomcat in this case. And you need to allow to specify which IP address you allow. So next page. No, I'm always pressing the wrong button. Okay, I'm not going to show the demo. Let's look how you configure HTTP. I think there's another presentation which is going to give more information about proxying HTTP. So probably Jim is going to cover that topic a lot better than me. So basically, to use the protocol, you need to tell that you use the protocol. So you load the HTTP module for that. In my example, I have created a special port for that. After that is going to support the two protocol that he should with order on, I've tell him to try H2, and I'm defining my SSL connection. And I have been also testing here that the concurrency and here that the CPU usage. As you can see, with HTTP, basically there's not much difference. So if you are using HTTP as a proxy, you can be very sure. A lot better move to the H2 protocol. Here's the configuration you need when you want to use this as a proxy. You're going to tell that you use mode proxy H2. You're going to configure your server, telling which servers, and then you're going to use, for example, a proxy pass to the H2 connector on the Tomcat.
So Tomcat can accept the H2C?
Yes. That's the interest of the construction. It's like basically you're going to have the TLS termination done in HTTPD, which means for a lot of people, it's what they want to do. They're also going to have mode security. They're going to have some filtering to make sure that the Tomcat on the other side cannot be damaged by bad requests and things like that. So you finish the you make the SSL termination on HTTP, and then you use the clear text to the Tomcat. So you gain the number of socket on the Tomcat and the SSL stuff. So I think I'm nearly done. No, it does not want to move. So I'm going to show the demo. This was a page showing the improvement on mode H2. So are we ready for the new protocol? Yes, we are. Yeah, it's okay. I won't stay between you and your lunch, so. So feel free to use it. If you have questions, don't hesitate to mail me or ask to the user list of any of the server. This is the URL where you find the H2 library that is used in HTTPD. And I have the slides I have a GitHub repo to generate the pages you have seen. And in my blog, I have the explanation how you build the hardware part of the demo. And I have the last slide. So if you have any question, we have 10 minutes. So. Exactly. This is basically, if you have HTTPD running, you probably have put a part of the static pages on HTTP, like the images, and then you will have the Tomcat on another URL with your servlet application. Yes. You can also, of course, make the demultiplexing on HTTPD, which is one good advantage of using HTTPD, because basically you can leave, if you are using HTTPD as a front end, you can leave your back end unchanged, completely unchained, and still give H2 to. Yes, you can do that too.
And for more of that reverse proxy, after lunch in this very room. Okay, don't spoil the next talk.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil Jim talk, so I need to give some elements so that the people are interested. Yes. When the curve, you say that it's between 10 and 20%, and I'm really doing only H2. If you count the number, the percentage of the user which are going to use it, I think putting 10%, you're probably safe. But again, it's a say. It's not. I mean. I couldn't be responsible if that does not work.
So, from the web application development perspective, if you are developing servlets, do you require any changes?
You, if you don't use server push, you don't care. You can still use your old application. You can still write a new application the way you want. And if you use server push, you have to use servlet 4.0. So basically, you have to maybe to fix some part of the API calls you have in your servlet. So you can really use it without. Yes, definitively.
So to be clear, we don't have any implementation of WebSockets running on top of HTTP. Not yet. We don't have it.
Why would you do something like that? Yeah, but
does HTTP 2 takes well with WebSockets? Like, if you have a WebSocket communication going on, but the initial was over HTTP 2, would it work? Or
so, they both started this at 3.3.1, then there is an upgrade.
Well, the upgrade is for WebSocket.
Well, no, what is an upgrade?
You can upgrade to.
You can upgrade to WebSocket, not to HTTP 2, you will end up with both.
Yes. Yeah, so you have to wait, and I think definitively it's kind of a different use case. Like basically, if you want to use WebSocket, it's like basically you have an application running on your browser. If you use H2, for the moment, it's basically you have nothing, or you may have nothing running on the browser. You can't do WebSocket without an application running on the browser. Yeah, but that's. I have never tried it, but I would say yeah. There's no problem that one connection would you be using WebSocket and the other one would be using H2 in the worst case. So you don't.
I would let the browser worry about that. No?
Yes, that's the other issue. Is the browser ready for that? Mixing the things? I don't think so. And we'd probably open another connection because when you open a WebSocket, the browser will open another connection. So, are we good? Okay, so thank you for your time.